This podcast is sponsored by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app for over 5 million active members. It's an easy and exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And all you have to do is play against the numbers. You pick more, you pick less from 2 to 6 player stat projections, and watch the winnings roll in. Okay? You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Do you know how hard that is to do? Prize Picks makes it easy, okay? They put their members first. So all withdrawals are fast, they're safe, they're secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in as quick as 15 minutes. I start to use Prize Picks, okay? And I've been watching the WNBA. I like to root for Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And I've been just been like, you know what I mean? Just go bullish on them. Get those winnings, all right? All you have to do is pick somebody like Caitlin Clark. Is she going to score more than 19 points? Absolutely. Put it in. Lock that in. All right? Is Angel Reese going to get more than 12 rebounds? You better believe it. Lock that in. Listen, it's so easy. You just look at it. You go to the sport that you want. You go to the players that you want, you click in it, you lock in your picks. Could not be easier. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Hollywood and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Hollywood on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City!
Since I don't know much about the afterlife myself, I'm going to have to haunt these niggas myself. I don't remember what the line was. Since I don't know much about the afterlife, I'm going to have to haunt these motherfuckers myself.
That's it.
I know what that line was. That was a good line.
That's a line.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go with, yeah, man, I was thinking about what you said and...
About de-escalation?
Yeah, maybe we should just walk away. But then I was like... Nah.
What a smooth line.
He was like, nah. Then he flipped the fuck. He didn't have a... You could feel the energy of wishing he had a flip phone.
He's like, if I had a flip phone, I'd flip it. Or I'd bang it down. But instead I go...
That dude was like... It was so funny. Nah. But then I was like, nah.
No.
There was another good one, too. He was like, I put too much sauce on that one.
He said, did I put too much sauce on that?
Oh, he asked him, yeah. Did I put too much sauce on that?
I mean, there were great lines. He was like, you know, we know a lot of acronyms, like, but the one you need to realize right now, or the one you need to know about is PACE. P-A-C-E.
Right.
I was like, bruh.
Okay, wait, before.
Wait, go ahead. I was going to say another line.
Line particularly. Yeah, yeah. Say your other line.
No. You say. Talk about that.
Well, just before I saw this movie, my friend Matt was like, "Oh, Rebel Ridge is great." Blah blah blah. The opening is cops. Blah blah. And I was like, "Oh man, I'm gonna hate the movie."
Sure.
But then that line was the second I was keyed in. that particular line was like, "Oh, I'm." And he said he was like the first 30 minutes or so, yeah. And I think that's when that line comes in. And that's exactly when it was just like, oh, all right, let's go. What's about to happen?
I think one of my favorite lines, I think he was like, where should we meet? And he went, Rebel Ridge.
I am furious at you.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting.
No, I mean, I thought it was pretty. I thought it was a pretty good line. You know,
oh Bray,
the bad guy was just like Rebel Ridge. You know,
Bray.
He did tell him where to meet him, and Rebel that's where Ridge, it was. Yeah.
That's so bad. That is so bad.
Anyway, there's no transitions obviously on this because this is obviously. Patreon. So and listen, we don't need to explain what this podcast is. You know, thank you guys so much for contributing to our Patreon, to our Red Circle. It helps keep the podcast free. For those of you listening to the teaser right now, sign on up. Okay, you get the real real. Okay, we go in. I'm just saying, sometimes you could say a little bit more when you're behind a paywall than you can, you know, out okay. in public is what, okay. all I'm saying.
Okay, I feel you knocking.
Obviously, this week we are reviewing Rebel Ridge. It's a film on Netflix, directed by this guy Jeremy Saulnier, which I don't know him, but other people seem to.
Yeah, Green Room. I remember when that came out.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I didn't
movie.
See it, but I remember when Green Room came out.
Oh, who's in that? Isn't somebody? Anyway.
Let's see.
This stars Aaron Pierre, who my wife saw and immediately said, "That's a handsome man," and I had to tell her to calm down. And then she went on and said seven other compliments, which I'm not even going to say.
That is a handsome man. Okay, yeah, Patrick Stewart is, among other people, but Patrick Stewart is in Green Room.
I know it is, but it was the energy in which she said it.
Yo, bro, when I like he that, was in
no,
this,
he
was,
but he is
he was he in the is, show. Though. He played Malcolm X. He played Malcolm X, and I remember seeing a clip of the movie, and the TV show. And I'm like, this is the biggest, most shredded Malcolm X I've ever seen in my life. I was like, this is. Yeah. Like, his name was Malcolm Little. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Little was in his name. This man ain't little, bro. You know what I'm saying?
He is not little. He was in the movie Old.
It's funny when that happens. I mean, this guy's a great actor, but it's like when he books Malcolm X, it's like, you was just the hottest dude that came into the... like, you booked that because you was the hottest dude that walked into the office that day. You know,
he's been around for a minute.
This is not to discredit that guy. But it's like, you know what I mean? That's what was happening when he gets booked for that.
I mean, but he's been around for a second. Like he was in, like Bray said, he was in Old. He was in, he is the voice of Scar in the Lion King movie coming out, the prequel. Him and the new Lion Kelvin. King. Like him and Kelvin have made.
How old is he?
Yeah.
I don't
three know. Movies. He's 30, I think. 30, 31.
Oh my God.
30, 31. Yeah. He's a Brit. He went to one like this. I'm thinking he went to a dope school.
He's 30.
I think he went to a like, really good school.
Oh, he's British.
Oh, and he was in the Underground Railroad series.
I never watched that.
Okay. Oh, he played Cassio in Othello. Yeah, no, I never watched
it. He.
Wow. This
yeah,
is,
he's like, this guy, he's too handsome.
He'd be working.
He's too shredded. Got that deep voice.
Oh, he booked the part in Krypton that I auditioned for. Did either of y'all audition for Krypton?
For what? What was it, James?
That it was that series. It's Krypton. Did you guys audition for that?
No, James. We don't audition as much as you, James. No.
Sci-fi.
No, James. No.
This was 12 years ago.
Listen, James. No
wait. All right, whatever, wait. Fine. Is that a DC thing?
Yeah, it's about Krypton, where Superman is from, but it's like not about Superman. You know? It's like, I guess, before Krypton exploded or whatever.
I think they overthought that one.
I don't really remember anyway. But when he, you think they overthought? they were like, what if we did a show about before Krypton exploded?
People really want to know that. All right. Let's talk about Rebel Ridge. This film currently has, I can't believe this, 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Does that feel too low or too high?
That feels...
What can't you believe about it?
Did you say, does it feel too low? 96? Yeah, no, I'm good.
Well, yeah, well, what is it?
I mean...
Why can't you believe that?
All right, because there's not many more numbers higher than 96 on the scale from 1 to 100. I think it's. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying I don't like this movie, but 96. Wow, it has a 70% audience score. So.
Oh, that's surprising to me, actually. So that's the one I can't believe. the one I can't believe is the 70%. I guess we have an understanding of how we felt about.
Yeah, it amassed 31.2 million views in its first 3 days. And 38.6 million more the next week, according to Netflix's numbers. Obviously, it's a Netflix film. There's no box office. It's an action crime thriller. It's about a former Marine who's trying to post bail for his cousin. And he gets held up by some cops and who sees the money that he's going to use to bail his cousin out. And then chaos ensues, I guess is the best way to describe it.
Yeah, baby.
Shall we just get into it?
Yep.
Jonathan Raylock,
James the Third,
Drum Milligan.
What more can I say?
You know what it is.
Black men can jump.
Black actors, man.
Black actors. All right.